Mike, obviously the new Jarvis, could you talk us through that? And obviously you were counting on him to be a big part of the defense this year. What kind of impact will this have?
Yeah, anytime a person has a suspension, it's always a tough blow for your football team. Hopefully our players will learn that without the label of NSF, you can't take any supplements because you never know what's going to be in those supplements. So we'll pay the price for it. He'll be suspended for 4 games, and hopefully our players will learn from it.
Mike, can you give us just kind of a state of the union at that spot? Carricker out, him out, Baker moves over, but your thought on your own depth?
You know, we've got some depth there. You know, obviously Baker's been playing there. Golson's been playing there. We've got a bunch of competition. We've a lot deeper right now than we have been in the past. Obviously, we needed that type of depth for situations like this. But, hopefully we can stay healthy. Now we're going to have some guys that are going to have to step up and play well, take advantage of this opportunity. And I always look at it like a guy gets hurt in the last preseason game. He's out. There's nothing you can do about it. So you go on and have these guys, step up and take advantage of it.
As far as just the first couple days, finding out the bad news about Adam, losing Keenan, now Jarvis, is this particularly frustrating, or do you just look at it as it's training camp, these types of things were going to happen?
Well, you always hate to see something like what happened to Jarvis, because that's something that you can control. That's something that you've got to be well aware of, what you put in your body. Something like Keenan, it was a freak accident. I saw it happen early. There was no contact, just put his arm back. And that, you just feel sorry for him because he's worked so hard to get back and be in great shape. And, initially when I saw it, my first reaction was it was a shoulder that he had operated on. But it wasn't. And it's just one of those unlucky situations. He's a guy that'll work extremely hard to get back, and hopefully he can get back in great shape like he did with the other shoulder.
He's suspensions, I guess. There's been a few of them recently. Have you guys evaluated how you inform the players, educational programs, that kind of thing?
Oh, yeah. That's something that we do a lot of. Obviously not well enough. But it's a constant reminder, just like it was this year. The emphasis is there. It's just not that. There's so many factors. You can't put anything in your body unless it's approved by National Football League. So, if you go to the doctors, you better check with us first before you put something in your body.
Mike, as a follow-up to that, what's your level of concern over that number? I think it's 8 suspensions under the 2 drug policies since the start of the 2011 season.
Say that?
I believe it's 8 players suspended in this organization under the 2 drug policies since the start of the 2011 season. What's your level of concern about?
Instead of, generically, talk about which situations you'd like to talk about. Which ones?
Well, just
the talent. Well, every situation is a little bit different. And, you deal with those situations, try to make the best of it. But it's happening a lot throughout the National Football League, and we're trying to do our due diligence to make it right and make it fair, playing level for all players. We've got some strict rules, and if you don't abide by those rules, you're going to get penalized. And, unfortunately, we have emphasized it, but maybe not enough. But every year, we try to emphasize a little bit better and better.
And Keenan's going to need surgery on that pectoral shoulder. What's his time frame now at this point? And when's he supposed to have that surgery?
Yeah, it's really hard to say. When you take a look at Rack last year, was it 7-8 month recovery time? Probably. You take a look at Keenan, probably in that same area. I've heard people maybe in a 3-month time frame getting back. That's the earliest I've ever heard of. Most of the situations that I've been around is in the 7th to 8 month area. Optimistically, could it be 3 months? Could it be 5 months? There's a chance. But when I take a look, at Rack and I took a look at Keenan, it took some time. And very similar injuries to what Rack had last year.
Do you guys anticipate putting him on IR then shortly? Or will that you wait that process out?
Yeah, we'll talk about that after the operation. He's not going to be operated. He'll be operated by Dr. Andrews in about a week. He's out of the country right now, and I can tell you a little bit more after that.
Mike is McElroy
Pardon me?
Is Roderick McElroy the next man up there at backup Mike linebacker?
Yeah, like I said, we've got a number of names there. And that's why you come to camp, except for the first unit. You know, they're etched there, and now we have competition. So we've got a number of preseason games. Now we get a chance to see who takes advantage of that opportunity.
How's Chris Baker done sliding over to that defensive end spot, and what have you seen out of Philip Merling since he's
been there? Well, Chris has been working there, you know, for a while. We anticipated Chris playing defensive end this year. He's gotten a lot of reps at defensive end. We've got more depth at the nose tackle position. Chris is a type of athlete that can play the defensive end extremely well with his athletic ability. So we're surely going to give him an opportunity to compete.
With Bakari at safety, is there anything you need to see out of a rookie before you'll put him in that starting spot before the first game?
Well, first of all, let's not talk about a starting spot yet. You know, this is what camp's about, especially the first day. You know, if a rookie gets in there right away, it's usually because we don't have a lot of depth at that position. And he might have played very well in OTAs, and we're giving him an opportunity in that first day. But we'll just wait and see how he does. Our safeties, our free safety and strong safety are interchangeable. What I mean by that, there's a number of situations where the free safety is a strong safety, the strong safety is a free safety. So if somebody really stands out at the strong safety position, he can move over there as well.
Mike, any thoughts on what you saw out of Robert today in the brief period that we were able to see him?
I think very similar to what we saw yesterday. You know, you could he's getting a lot of good work and individual work. You know, he's got 30 minutes there. Then he gets a period of 10 plays and 7-on-7. You know, he gets 8 of those 10 plays. Sometimes if there's a mistake or something along those lines, he'll get an extra 1 or 2 plays. During that 20 minutes of special teams, the 2 10-minute periods, he goes over there, and every play that he misses in team, he goes over there and runs that play. So he gets a chance to work the whole offense in the first couple days. He doesn't skip any reps. The only thing we're not doing is putting him in a team situation where we're going against the defense on 11-on-11 for obvious reasons, which we talked about yesterday.
Coach, how do you feel Fred Davis is looking so far coming off the injury from last year?
Pardon me?
How do you feel that Fred Davis is looking so far coming off that injury?
I think Fred is starting to get back in football shape. You know, he's rusty. You expect him to be rusty and go through the OTAs. It does take a while to get back in shape. But I think this is perfect for him. We have some depth at the tight end position where we're not overworking him. And I think he's taking advantage of how hard he's worked in the offseason to get himself in this position.
Coach, back here. Hi. I just want to get your thoughts on London Fletcher having the offseason surgery. Have you seen him? I mean, has he missed a beat since he's been back?
Well, when I talked to him about his surgeries, he said that in his first time he's had surgeries in the offseason since he's been in the National Football League, which is a miracle in itself. But he's saying he's feeling much better, and the surgeries has really helped him. He's got more flexibility. He feels quite good right now. I'm sure like everybody else, you know, getting back in football shape, doing the things that you need to do to – you know, get yourself ready for the first game. But I've been impressed on what he's done over the first couple days.
Kedrick's been a guy who's been around forever, mm-hmm. always played his role, and you decided to re-sign him this year. What does he do to keep hanging around? And obviously he would be in the mix also, I assume, to take.
Well, that's one of the reasons why we signed him, you know, for these type of opportunities. Kedrick plays extremely well. I like him. The way he fights, the type of athletic ability he has. He's a guy that never gives up. When he does play, he always plays well. Those are the guys you need on your football team for these type of opportunities. A guy like Kedrick will probably take advantage of an opportunity like this where he'll get more playing time and to do the things that you need to do to win. But you want him on your football team in these situations.
Mike, it looked like you guys kept Merriweather out of team drills for a while there. Is it just a precautionary thing with his knee?
Yeah, you know, we're going to – you know, I talked to Brandon. I said, what I'm trying to do is get you ready for the first game. I know you'll go out and try to participate. I don't want that. I want you to get back in football shape. You know what your body can do. Don't overdo it. Don't try to impress the coaches. Don't try to impress me. We know you're a football player, and you know when you can go. So we kept him out today. May go tomorrow. But he's got to kind of react to how his body's feeling, especially a guy that has that type of experience.
You've got a couple of guys that are going to be out the first 4 weeks. How do you divvy up the snaps, knowing you got to get a guy ready for now and potentially for later as well?
for what position?
As a linebacker.
It works out. You know, some of these guys need a lot of repetition. Some guys don't need as much. But the thing what we have to do is we got to make sure that they're in football shape. And, you know, sometimes you push a guy too hard in the beginning, he's not ready to be pushed. And you lose people for the season. So, you know, we got a game plan with injuries. We got a game plan with a lot of these young players. And there's a lot of opportunities between now and our first game.
When you were talking about re-signing Kedrick, did you say you
re-signed who?
Kedrick. Did you say you re-signed him because you knew this was a possibility with Jarvis, or you just because you knew he was always available for you all?
No, we signed Kedrick because he's an excellent football player. We want him on our team. We like the way he plays in a reserve role. I like the way he's played in the starting role. You're going to get everything that he's got, and he's usually going to play winning football. So to have a guy like that that's not a starter really makes you feel good about your football team, like, because you do have some depth. But we do have some competition there in the defensive line, losing two guys like Carricker and Jenkins, which means you've acquired a lot of depth over a couple of years. Anything else?
Suspension for Jarvis?
I don't believe so. No, that was a lot earlier than when I first found out that there was a possibility of him being suspended.